It's time to get away, get away, get away.
Yes, indeed it is. It's a Tuesday morning and Dre is here to have a chat with us, to get us planning for the weekend and get us collectively exploring the outdoors. Getaway with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, an Australian-owned company founded by two passionate travellers, Aravinda and Livia, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, promoting practical and ethical tourism. Spend less time travelling and more time exploring with Essence Sri Lanka. Dre, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Danny.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're here to talk about exploring Victoria.
Victoria, yes, because on this day, 1851, Victoria was actually separated from New South Wales and became established as a separate Crown colony.
And we haven't lost a game of Origin to Victoria since.
Do they even play?
It's best not to look into the details of that too much.
Exactly.
Just accept the things that I say and move on.
Completely. Named in honour of Queen Victoria, of course. But when you think of Victoria, everyone thinks of Melbourne for some reason, right?
Yeah.
But it's more than that. It's more than just good coffee, good shopping, good restaurants, great transport system. Okay,
We play their bands. Bloody, what else do they want?
But there's so much more in Victoria, and we'll have a look at some of the places and activities you can do more other than Melbourne.
What do you suggest visiting the high country in Victoria? What's the high country?
The high country, honestly, I can't talk about it highly enough. It's an amazing place, and I think it's what makes Victoria an amazing place. I'll say that now. It's located in Victoria's northeast, and as the name suggests, it's also the place for good outdoor adventures, considering the changing elevations. So there's Dinner Plains, Mount Hotham, Mount Buller, and Falls Creek. What do they all have in common?
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Epic snowboarding, skiing, backcountry trekking in the winter. But
oh, actually, I didn't know what you were going to say.
Yeah. What were you going to say? Best not to open that up. Amazing cycling and mountain biking as well in the warmer months. Danny, the high country doesn't have just 2, 3, 4. It's got 6 mountain bike parks, standalone mountain bike parks.
That's a lot of mountain bike parks.
If anyone wants to do some bike park hopping with me, yes, let's do that.
What other activities have they got?
Okay, Dinner Plains. It's also coming up in the next few weeks. Has dog sledding activities and competitions.
Oh, my God. Are you attending? Are you taking your dogs to the dog sledding?
Maybe not the snow one, but we did one last week, and it was fantastic.
How'd you go?
5th place, guys. Kira got 5th place. But anyway, it's a great place to go to check out the dogs doing their thing. Yeah. They get hyped up and everything. And it also has very pretty rail trails.
Now, the rail trails, those are things you can do on your mountain bike as well, right?
You can do it on anybody. You can do it on a townie bike. You can do it on a mountain bike. But you can just do part of the rail trail. But it's a repurposed train line that they've turned into a cycleway. And you really get to explore the countryside.
Might need to start doing that in New South Wales, perhaps.
100%. But it also links all these pretty towns as well, so good place to go.
This is good. Gippsland, I understand, is also very nice.
Yes, a special blend of sand, sun, salt spray, and really cool rainforest as well.
Oh, cool.
But there's also the Gippsland Lakes, which I think we should talk about. It's Australia's largest inland waterways.
Oh, cool.
Also a network of lakes, marshes, lagoons covering over 600 square metres, kilometres. It is stunning. But it's also home to a place called Raymond Island, which actually has a koala colony that you can visit from the shore. You could just do a really cute boat ride from any of the waterside villages and towns.
Yeah.
And you can do the Koala Trail, which is a relatively easy 20-minute walking trail, and it takes you through the gum trees. Remember to look up because all the koalas are up there. Pack lunch for yourself, not the koalas. Don't feed the koalas. And there's a really nice scenic place for you to have lunch after your walk and then take the boat back.
That looks really nice.
It's very cute.
Gippsland Lakes.
Very cute. Huh. And it's also home to a hot spring as well that sits alongside the lake, Metung's Hot Springs. That's a good place to go as well.
Finally, we're going to go to Phillip Island.
Yeah, so when you think of Victoria, do you think of penguins?
I think of motorbike racing at Phillip Island.
Yes, but you should also think of penguins because you can watch the penguin parade at Phillip Island, which is home of the largest little penguin colony in the world.
Oh, that's cute.
So you get to watch the penguins waddle home from the ocean to their burrows any night of the year on a viewing platform and boardwalks, and it's kind of like celebrities watching them go from their car to their home because you've got the paparazzi there taking photos, but it's also like catching a theatre show because you have to book tickets.
Oh, really?
To go see the penguins. And the penguins arrive at sunset every evening, like as if they're coming home from work at rush hour.
Yeah.
And you know what's also weird? which I would still watch as well. There's a live stream of, like, there's a camera that they've put in their burrows. So it's kind of like the Big Brother house.
Oh, right. They're being watched at all
they're
times.
They're being watched. So you're like, oh, my God, Sally was with Alex and now she's in the burrow.
Oh, no, I cannot believe that.
Oh, my God, scandalous.
And if, like, seeing as it's a bit of an event to go and see the Penguins, if you go wearing a tux, do the Penguins get upset because you dress the same?
I think they'll be upset because you dress better.
Fair enough.
Dress down, everyone.
These Penguins, it's hard to know what to do with them. Thank you very much, Dre.
Thanks, you, Danny.